Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to the newest episode of Plan Create Post on Instagram. Today, we're dealing with the creating part of the process, and I want to talk to you about viral content on Instagram. First of all, let's talk about what viral means. A viral piece of content is one that circulated rapidly and widely from one internet user to another. If you're on Instagram or any other social media platform for that matter, you know that can happen pretty much all of a sudden. It basically means that your piece of content, video or static, got a lot of eyeballs. If you've ever asked yourself the following, how do I finally go viral? I went viral, what should I do now? Or how do I go viral again? This episode is for you. Sometimes your content goes viral because of research and strategy. And sometimes it just happens, unplanned, unexpected, seemingly out of the blue. When it happens, regardless of whether it was planned or not, it's exciting. Your first thought might be, I'm finally there, or it's finally happening for me. But more often than not, the virality goes away just as fast as it came about. Let me walk you through a scenario, one that is quite close to heart. You have been on Instagram for months, even years. Your views and interactions are pretty consistent. You can basically predict how each piece of content is going to do. You might even know who's going to like it and who's going to leave a comment. You're not growing, or you're growing very slowly. You have built connections on Instagram and you have some pretty loyal followers, but you've never gone viral. You start to question whether it's even worth it anymore. Are all your efforts for nothing? Then one day you have no time. You're rushing, you have to get so many things done. And you had that reel you wanted to post on Instagram. If you don't post it now, you will not have time to do it at all. But now's not your ideal posting time. Should you just post it? Ah, who cares? No one even sees your reels anyway. So you hit post, and then you ghost. You have to run. You don't have time to engage, you don't have time to respond to comments. You'll do it later. No one sees your reels anyways. So you go about your day, you don't even look at your phone, you simply don't have the time. And then 3 or 4 hours later, you finally check your phone, only to find that your Instagram is blowing up. You're getting likes and comments every second. People are sharing your reel. You even got a few new followers, but not too many. Then you think to yourself, so this is what that looks like? You might even think, I don't get the hype. Going viral is the ultimate goal, and all it did for you was blow up your phone with likes. No real value from it. You didn't get followers. Another scenario is you got thousands of followers. However, those followers are very far from your target audience. It's random people who would never buy from you. So now you have no idea whether to be happy and grateful or totally pissed off. Above everything else, it really is exciting. And now that you think about it, you have no idea why it went viral. How to make it happen again. If you didn't notice, this was me. I was that person. So let's talk about how to go viral, what to do when you go viral, and then how to go viral again. But before I talk about that, I want to tell you about the viral for me concept. A viral piece of content doesn't necessarily mean millions of views. It can, but it doesn't always work like that. If you manage to get millions of views with a small following, your following likely grew by a lot. And now you should know exactly what type of content to create. Hint, the exact same type you just created as soon as possible and as much as possible. However, not everyone will get that with their first viral piece of content. That is why I love the viral for me concept. If your reels consistently get 40 views, a viral piece of content could be 300 views for you, Think about it, that's 7.5 times more than what you usually get. If you usually get 500 views, a viral for me piece of content could be 5,000 views. I want to normalize that. When your reel gets a bunch of views, you might find yourself thinking, oh, only 5,000? Why did it stop there? Couldn't it have been more? Well, I want to stop you right there. What number would be enough? If it got 30,000, once it cools down, you would probably think the same thing. Why did it stop? So I want you to accept your viral content. Viral for me is a thing. Imagine a number that would be viral for me number for you and strive to reach that first. Don't go for millions because you might be very disappointed. My viral for me number is 10,000 and I've hit that number twice so far. It was very exciting both times and I learned something new each time about me, my content or my audience, even about Instagram. That's why I decided to do this episode and share the things I've learned so you can hit your viral for me number soon too. So let's talk about steps to take to go viral in the first place. In order to go viral, you have to post content. Pretty logical, isn't it? Well, if you're overthinking every piece of content, hating everything you create, end up not posting for 2 weeks at a time, it's not going to happen. You have to post a lot. Eventually, a piece of content will go viral for you. There are a bunch of challenges out there, like Simone Gray Soul's Garbage Post Challenge, where you have to post 100 pieces of content in 30 days on any platform. It's more than 3 pieces of content a day. This challenge is designed to help you overcome your blockages and move past your perfectionism. You can also do different challenges, like 30 reels in 30 days. You can do the 90 days challenge, where you post one piece of content every day for the next 90 days. Whatever it is, make sure you post a lot. If you post once a week, your content will probably not go viral anytime soon. Also, do what you feel comfortable with. If you don't like dancing, don't dance on reels. People will see how uncomfortable you are. Unless you can turn it into something humorous and embrace the side of you that hates dancing, which would probably have pretty big viral potential. Stick to what you love and feel comfortable doing. Once you start making reels you love, people will love them too. So find your format and then work on making it better by producing more content like it and learning from each piece of content. Also, try to use as many features Instagram offers as possible. If there are any new features out, try to use them as soon as they come out. Spend time on the app. Not excessively, of course, but engage with people. Instagram does tend to reward that type of behavior. Next, find the type of content your audience enjoys. Instagram insights are your best friend here. If you go into your Instagram insights and take a look at your best performing content, you will see if you can find a pattern. When we talk about virality, we want to look at reach. But post interactions are very important here too. So check what content reached a lot of people and got a lot of interactions. Are the pieces of content with highest reach similar in any way? Do they have anything in common? How can you make that better? Also, trending audio and hashtags don't really help unless you have an interesting topic. So if you have an interesting topic, then a trending audio and hashtags might do a little bit for you. But an interesting topic when it comes to reels is the most important. Well, any form of content really, not just reels. So if you cannot capture the attention of your viewers, no trending audio in this world will help you go viral. My 2 pieces of viral for me content were completely different in style, type, and even format. One of them used a trending audio. It was very short, about 7 seconds, and I used about 20 hashtags. The second one was a talking head reel. It was around 30 seconds long, maybe even longer than that, maybe close to a minute. I didn't use a trending audio, and I used very close to 30 hashtags. So it doesn't really matter what you do or don't do. What matters is how you do it. A good rule of thumb is to ask yourself whether you would give your own real time of day if you saw it on your own feed. Would it be something you'd be interested in, or would you scroll past it? Would it intrigue you? If you would love it yourself, that's a good starting point. If you want to plan your virality and not just wait for it to happen, there are a couple of things you can do to get there strategically. The first one is research. You can search for your topics on Instagram and TikTok. TikTok is a great place for researching video content ideas, especially viral ones. That way, you can research the type of content that has gone viral hooks, and so much more. And don't copy that content, make it your own. Give your own 2 cents. Also, test, track, tweak, and repeat. That is my magic formula. Test, track, tweak, repeat. Test multiple formats, but make sure you stay in your niche. Stick to your content pillars. Track how each of these formats did, and then tweak it for better performance and repeat what worked. Doing that, you will definitely get there eventually. I also have a tip for you if you want to go viral again. Repeat your success. Repeat what you did. If your storytelling video went viral and you never created one again, it doesn't really make any sense. Once a piece of content you create goes viral, do something similar as soon as possible. If it worked the first time, there's no reason why it wouldn't work again. Also, that way you're creating bingeable content. Tied to that is stick to your niche. Let's say there's a TV series airing every weekday on History Channel. You love that show. This is what you watch every day in the evening to relax after a day of hard work. Well, one day you sit down to watch your favorite show, only to find a football match on History Channel. You would probably be pretty darn angry. What even are you doing? So think of that next time you post. If you post about food, it would make no sense to suddenly have a post about home decor. Or if your niche is painting, why would you talk about your garden? You confuse your people that way. So make sure people can binge your content. It should all connect and make sense. Now, let me be clear. No one can guarantee you will go viral. There absolutely are ways you can improve your chances, but there are no guarantees. Now, you have all the secret ingredients, so it's time to start creating content. I do want you to note, though, that while Reels used to be the it content for going viral, we're seeing more and more carousel and single posts hitting the explore page and reaching thousands, even millions of people. So if Reels are not your thing, it doesn't mean you can't have viral content. I do suggest you do use Reels in one way or another. They can be faceless, they can be B-roll footage, but use Reels one way or another. But also, try to apply the same principles from this episode for static content, and you just may be sitting on a goldmine right there. If you want my help crafting your Instagram strategy and researching topics that have the potential to go viral, send me a DM on Instagram or an email and we can chat. Links to everything are in the show notes. And that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. As you can tell, I could talk about this topic for a long time, and I haven't even covered everything because this episode would be hours long. But I hope I helped you understand what viral content is and how to get there yourself. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.